For WLRN and Health News Florida, I'm Sammy Mack. Temperatures may be dropping a little in Florida, but that doesn't mean the Zika virus is going away anytime soon. That's according to Dr. Tom Frieden. He's the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and he was back in South Florida on Tuesday to speak at the City Lab conference sponsored by The Atlantic magazine. He sat down with me in an empty conference room after his talk to discuss the latest on the Zika virus. Earlier this summer, the CDC issued an unprecedented recommendation that pregnant women avoid non-essential travel to that Wynwood neighborhood in Miami, where we had our first locally acquired active cases of Zika. Now the recommendation is that pregnant women avoid all non-essential travel to Miami-Dade County, and that they get tested if they've been here since August 1st, or if they've had sex with a partner without a condom since August 1st. What goes into that decision-making process and that recommendation for testing and travel?
We look at all of the factors, the number of cases, how intense transmission is in different areas. We're obviously most concerned currently about the places where there has been most recent transmission, Little River and Miami Beach. We're glad there haven't been cases recently there, but we're not out of the woods. And we don't know that over the winter we won't see additional cases. We have to put safety first. We always have to use the precautionary principle and have a duty to warn. When we saw cases continuing to pop up around the county, we know that most of them won't result in clusters like the three that we did identify areas where we definitely say pregnant women should not go. But throughout the county, there have been cases, several dozen cases, that appear to be isolated. For every case that's diagnosed, there are many other people who are infected who don't have any symptoms.
How many other people?
Maybe around 10, because there are about 4 asymptomatic for every symptomatic, and not every symptomatic person goes to the doctor and gets diagnosed.
What does the conversation sound like when it comes to how these recommendations may affect business and tourism?
People recognize that this is a hardship, but safety first. We have a duty to warn. We provide the information. The mayors have been very focused on doing whatever they can to stop transmission so that we can go back to business, and that's what we're trying to do.
How has Florida's experience so far with Zika informed how we respond to future emerging infectious diseases?
The Wynwood experience is really important. When the city and state decided to spray aerially with both NALID and BTI, we saw an immediate drop-off in mosquito counts.
And this is a chemical that kills adults and a bacteria that kills the larva.
That's exactly right. And together, we saw an immediate drop-off in mosquito counts and no more transmission of Zika. And if you think about it, the mosquitoes that are flying around when there is transmission have Zika in their blood. If you kill them all off, theoretically, hardly any of the ones who hatch in the future will have Zika. So this really suggests that in environments where it's possible, ultra-low volume aerial spraying can be very effective. Also, the area where only NALID was used, but not BTI, saw mosquito counts come right back up. So you really need the 1-2 punch of an adulticide or pesticide that kills adult mosquitoes and a product that kills larval forms.
And ahead of your visit today, Governor Rick Scott sent out an open letter to you that asked for a few things. One, he asked that you meet with local officials and that you get the CDC working directly with local mosquito control. He also asked that you pledge money for vaccines and research, and that you get the Obama administration to come up with a FEMA response plan to the Zika virus. What is your response to that letter?
I had sent Governor Scott a letter recently outlining the things that we've provided. We've responded to every request the state has made of CDC. We know they're in a difficult situation, and it's challenging because nothing anyone in the world can do can promise that there won't be Zika next season. That's why we have to continue to very intensively encourage people to get tested, encourage doctors to test, and of course we recommend that all pregnant women in Miami-Dade get tested for Zika.
That was Dr. Tom Frieden, director of the CDC. You can find the latest updates about Zika at our website, WLRN.org. For Health News Florida, I'm Sammy Mack. This is WLRN.